singing voice. So we're going to do some singing. And I would like boys and girls to make the choices. So does anybody need one of these hymn sheets? Put up your hand if you need one of these. Okay, we got one, two, three. Mr. Anson, do you mind making sure these boys have hymn sheets? Anybody else need a hymn sheet?
Right there, those boys right there.
Thank you very much. Now, it's always easier to talk to boys and girls if they're sitting on the front row, but sometimes it's a little hard to come to the front. Because I used to be your age, and I used to like to sit with my parents. But if you would like to come to the front, it would be very nice. So, we're going to sing a song. And as we sing the song, you can come to the front and sit on one of these front seats here. It would be very nice. Because I have something to show you this morning. This is going to kind of be like a show and tell. Okay? You know, show and tell was, I think, one of the best times when I was going to school. I always looked over to show and tell. Because boys and girls would bring something from their house, you could show to us, and it was so interesting. And I always look forward to that. Well, we got something to show you this morning. But first of all, let's sing. Anybody have a number? Yes.
Number 46.
46. All right, that's on the back of our hymn sheet. Number 46. Now, it's sometimes nice to sing these songs in parts. So we're going to ask the girls to sing their part. You see where it says, Any calls, call the G-I-R-L-S. I would like the girls to sing that line, okay? And then I'm going to ask the boys to sing the next line where it says, and he wants all the B-O-Y-S too. So that line is for the boys. And we'll sing the rest of the song all together. Number 46.
Let G-I-N-G-S-I-B-R-I-N-G. Let J-E-S-U-S come to S-A-B-E. And he calls, and he wants all the O-I-S to. Thank you.
brother by the name of Oscar Myers. Oscar Myers. And one time at a conference over there in Des Moines, Iowa, he was taking the Sunday school. And when it came to the time to sing, you know what he said? He said, "Let's walk right along with these songs." And I never forgot that. So let's walk along with these songs. Number 25.
Like a festive cherry ring, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf, be in time. Fleeting days are telling fast that the die will soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed, be in time. Be in time.
Anybody else have a number? You still got 2 minutes here. cake?
45.
They didn't want 45. That's good. 45, two little eyes. Well, we could introduce an action or two here. Two little eyes. Just point to our eyes. Two little ears. Two little feet. So, even if your eyes and ears and feet are big, still seem little. And okay?
Two little eyes to look to God. Two little ears to hear His word. Two little feet to walk His ways. Two hands to work for Him all my days. One little tongue to speak His truth. One little heart for Him now in my youth. Take them, Lord Jesus, and let them be always obedient and true to Thee.
Jesus loves me. All right, so that's actually number 40 in our hymn sheet, number 40. So when we come to the chorus, I'd like everybody to do some action, okay? And really what it is sign language. Sign. Does anybody here know the sign language for the chorus? Yes, Jesus loves me. Do you girls know it? Okay, would you like to come up and help me sing? Okay, so you girls can stand right here, okay? And when we get to the chorus, I'd like you to do the signs. All right. Anybody else know the sign language real good for this song? Just these two girls? Okay. Let's sing for it.
Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
Jesus loves me, He will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust Him, should I die, He will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
This time, we don't want to hear anybody sing. We just want to see everybody signing. All right? So let's try it. We're just going to sign, just the chorus, starting with the word yes. Okay, here we go. Very nice. Thank you so much, girls. You did excellent. That was very good. All right. Well, perhaps that's a good note to end on. Jesus loves me. Now, let's take time to talk to the Lord. And you can put your hymn sheets aside if you like to put them underneath your chair or set them up against the leg of your chair or whatever. And so we're going to take time now to pray. So we're going to ask the Lord for some help. So let's just bow our heads and close our eyes. Our Father and gracious God, we thank You this morning that we can sing about Jesus, that precious and only Savior of sinners. We thank Thee loving God, that thou hast planned salvation. And we know it cost thee to make this plan work. We think of how thou wouldst give thine only Son, thy well beloved Son, to come into this world and give his life. We thank thee, Lord Jesus, that thou wast willing to go to the cross and suffer. We thank thee that thou wouldst die there on that cruel cross, shed thy blood in order that heaven's gate might be open. We thank thee that thou wouldst not go back glory and leave us behind. So we do pray thy blessing on thy word as it goes forth. We thank thee for the message last night. We do pray for the message today. We do pray that there are any in this hall that are without Christ, that this very hour we might turn and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Because we know, as we have sung, life at best is very good and the fallen of food. May each one here today be in time. And so we ask all as we commit this hour to thee, precious name of Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, what do you think I got in this bag? Anybody have any idea what I got in this bag? What do you think, Julian?
Yeah.
A what?
A plant.
A plant. Well, you know, that's getting close. What do you think? A fruit? No. Thanks for guessing. Okay. Tina.
Cactus?
A cactus? I wonder what would make you think I have a cactus. Well, let's have a look. Is this a plant?
No, it's a Bible.
Is this a cactus?
No.
It's a Bible? How do you know it's a Bible?
Because
it's not shaped like a plant. It's not shaped like a plant. Well, that's true. How come you know it's a Bible?
Because it has golden letters on it. It says, Holy Bible.
Very good. Holy Bible. Look at that. It says it on the front, and it says it on the spine. And so, this is the first thing we want to pull out of the bag, because this is the most important, the Holy Bible, because this is God's Word. God speaks to you and to me, boys and girls, through this book. And I wonder how many here today read their Bible. You know, sometimes we get up in the morning and we find out that we don't have a whole lot of time because we want to have breakfast and we want to go to the Sunday school. I'm really happy if you want to come to Sunday school. That's good. But you know, it's good to take time in the morning, even before we have breakfast, to read God's Word, because God speaks to us. He's talking with us in this book. And it's the best book to read, isn't it? The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way. Now, let's see what else. Oh. What's this? Yeah, one of those sheets that has a verse in it. You think the verse is the most important part of this sheet? You know, this sheet has good stories too, but it has a verse. And, you know, the verse today is only four words. And so it's a very simple verse.
think the hard part of this verse is probably to remember where it's found in the Bible. So why don't we say this verse and where it's found all together, and then we'll go down the line and see who could say the verse. All right? So here's the verse. Now, I'm going to say it first, okay? And then I'm going to ask everybody to say it. And then I'm going to ask you, boys and girls, to do it one at a time. Now, you don't have to do it, because that's not always easy either, to say a verse in front of all these people. Thou, God, seest me. Genesis 16:13. Now, let's all say it together. Thou, God, seest me. Genesis 16:13. So, who would like to say this verse? All by themselves, without looking. Oh, good. We got all these ones. All right, we'll start with you.
Thou, God, seest me. Genesis 16:13. Thou, God, seest me. Genesis 16:13.
Put up your hand, boys and girls, put up your hand if you want to say it, okay? His hand is up. Does he want to say it? Thou, God,
seest.
Anybody else? Now, I thought I saw a hand or two over here. I see. Okay. Nellie.
Thou, God, seest me. Genesis 16:13.
Very good.
Thou, God, seest me. Genesis 16:13.
All right, who's going to say it over here?
Thou, God, seest me. Genesis 16:13.
Thou, God, seest me. Genesis 16:13.
Thou, God, seest me. Genesis 16:13.
Good.
How God sees me, Genesis 16:13.
Did I miss anybody? Oh, there's somebody.
How God sees me, Genesis 16:13.
Very good. Now, what I'd like to do quickly is to just turn to this reference in the Bible. Now, this is the first book of the Bible, so it's not hard to find. And what I find in this verse is that this is actually a name. Did you know that? Thou God seest me is a name. Name for who? It is a name for the Lord. Listen to what it says here. In Genesis chapter 16 and verse 13. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. This was spoken by a woman. Her name was Hagar. She was put out of the house. She was a servant, but she was put out of the house. And she ended up out in the desert, but thankfully in the desert there was a fountain of water. And there she was by the fountain of water. And Hagar says, "Thou, God, seest me." Did you know, boys and girls, that God looks down this morning? It's about 20 to 10. God is looking down right through the ceiling, and he sees each boy and girl here sitting in your seat. He sees what we do. He hears what we say. Like the little song says, "My Lord is watching all the time." Time, time. It is something to think about. Now, Hagar, she had a big problem. But you know what? The Lord helped Hagar with her big problem. And we all have problems. We all have difficulties. Maybe at school, at work, maybe right in the house where we live. But think about this. God sees, and God wants to help. Now, there's something else to think about. If we're tempted to do something that's bad, we call that sin. We need to realize that God sees what we do. And I believe that we need to keep in mind that God is watching. There was a man one time, and he wanted to steal gas out of another man's car. And so he got the big tube, and there was a little plunger on it. And he told his little girl, he said, "Mary, I want you to be watching. You be watching. And if you see anybody, if you see anybody, you tell me." And so Mary said, "Okay." And so this man, he opens up the gas cap on the car. He put in the tube. And he started to squirt the gas into a container. He was stealing the gas, eh? All of a sudden, Mary said, "Daddy, somebody's watching." And the man straightened up. He really got scared. He began to look around. He said, "Who is it that's watching?" He didn't see anybody. Mary said, "God is watching. God is watching." And so that was good. Mary said the right thing. Because it tells us that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. The eyes of the Lord. Now, the rest of this verse is interesting. Here in verse 13, "Thou God seest me, for she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me?" That's a question. Boys and girls, God sees you, but have you ever looked to the Lord? He wants you to be looking at him. Of course, we can't see him with these eyes. If I take off my glasses, I can't see all that well. I put on my glasses, I can see better. But I can't see the Lord with my glasses on. It's by faith we believe that Jesus lives and he is watching. But he does want us to look to him. First of all, for salvation. says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God. There's none else. Look unto me. Have you looked to him, to the one who sees you for salvation? How important this is. Now, what else we have in this bag? Now, here's a book. This is not the Bible. But this book is about something that the Bible talks about. Anybody have any idea what this book is about? That's a big word. The celestial message. It's a hard word, isn't it? What do you think, Mei-Lin?
I think it has some information about God's word.
About God's word? Yes, it does. It has something to say about God's word. What do you think? About the Lord and God, yes. What do you think this is a picture of? What do you think? No? It kind of looks like a mountain. All right, I'm going to open up to another page. What do you think this is? Yeah. A planet. Okay. You're getting close. Ellie? A galaxy. Is that what you said? All right. I heard galaxy. Was that you, Toby? Who said that? Nellie. All right. Yeah, this is a galaxy. Now, I was fascinated by this book. Because as I look through this book, it kind of expands your mind. Because sometimes we get so focused on this little tiny speck called Earth. This little planet Earth in God's universe. But I see this picture here. I just happened to open this one. And it shows a galaxy which is made up of millions and billions of stars. And as I look at this galaxy, I see all these little red dots. And you can look at this later. There's a lot of little red dots in this galaxy. And you know what it says here? The reddish dots sprinkled throughout the picture are largely background galaxies. So here's a big galaxy in the foreground, but there's all these little red dots, and they are galaxies too that are in the background. And maybe they need a more powerful telescope to look at these galaxies. Now, there's a very powerful telescope out there in space. It's called the Hubble Space Telescope. And I think it can hook up to a space station. And sometimes they release it and let it go. And it takes pictures of the universe. Now, this is so fascinating to me. And I'm sure it would be to you too. Now, listen what it says here. It says, this galaxy, and they put a number on it, number 5584, resides 72 million light years away from Earth in the direction of the constellation Virgo. Can you imagine how distant this galaxy is from the Earth? 72 million light years. Now, does anybody know how fast light travels? It travels very fast. Now, Mr. Daplin, he can tell us.
I think it's 186,000 miles.
Exactly. 186,000 miles per second. Can you wrap your mind around that? You can? It just boggles my mind. Now, can you imagine the number of seconds that there are in a year? Well, think about the number of seconds in a minute, in an hour, in a day, in a week. It's a lot of seconds. 186,000 miles per second. We're getting a long ways from Earth. This galaxy is 72 million light years from the Earth. Now, we need to think about this. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says five words about stars. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. I shouldn't say verse 1. It's later on in the chapter. It does say in verse 1 that in the beginning God created the heavens. The heavens. But it says something about the stars particularly. Anybody know? Just five words it says about the stars. All right, I'm going to see if you can fill in the blank, okay? Here's what it says. Now, you see if you can fill in the blank, okay? He blank the stars also.
He made stars also.
You got it. He made the stars also. That's all it says. Now, I got something else in the bag. All right. What's this? It's a paper.
Done to make a heaven in earth. Now, we call this first heaven. And that's where the clouds are. And that's where the airplanes fly. But this is connected to this heaven. Go away. So, I wonder if we could do something here that might be different. See, get this right. Okay, you know. Tear this. See, okay, here we go. Okay, now we're going to find something else. Okay, what's this?
A rocket ship.
Okay. Yeah. Does that look like a rocket ship? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, a rocket ship goes higher than an airplane. In fact, a rocket ship can go into the second heavens. Because we read in the Bible about two heavens. The first heaven, that's where the rain comes down from the clouds. That's where the airplanes fly, the first heaven. We read about the second heaven, and that's where the stars are that we've been shown. And rocket ships can take people up into the second heaven. And this is something that maybe for who knows. And I was told Russian cosmonaut. He went up into the second heaven, I should say. Second heaven, up into space. And he said, I don't see God. I don't see God. He went into a rocket out into space. He said, I don't see God. You know what? The Lord Jesus is in the third heaven. This rocket can take you to the second but the third heaven is called paradise. And how can we get to paradise? We can't do it on an airplane. We can't do it on a rocket. Well, how can we do it? What do we do? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Yes. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What were you going to say?
Read the Bible.
Read the Bible? Yeah. The Bible can tell us how to be saved so that we can go to heaven. And it's very important to realize that the only way to heaven is through heaven. What's this?
A cross,
that's right, a cross. Boys and girls, on the cross, the Lord Jesus died. He came all the way from the third heaven, in paradise. From the Father's house, he came down into this little speck called earth, because he loves you, boys and girls. He wants to save you from your sins. He wants to take you to his heavenly home. Up there. He's singing his song. You'll not be in glory and leave me behind. Lord Jesus is coming back. On the cross he died, suffered the penalty for sin, for your sin if you trust him. He shed his precious blood to cleanse us from our sin. And that's the only remedy for sin, the blood of Jesus Christ. He took him down, he was buried, he rose again the third day. And 40 days later, he went up to heaven, but not in a rocket. Acts chapter 1, you read about how he ascended, just went up, like that. And a cloud received him out of their sight, and Jesus lives. Although we can't see him with our natural eye. I tell you, we know he lives, and he's coming again. And the only way to heaven is by believing that on the cross he died for me, shed his blood to cleanse me from my sins. And he rose again. Now, I have one more thing to show you. Sorry, but I'm in overtime right now. But this is something that a friend of mine made many years ago. He's seated right here in this room. His name is Mr. Hatton. And you know, he brought this one time to the Bible House. This is what? Swords? That's right, the Lord Jesus wore a crown of thorns. Cruel soldiers mocked him. He was truly the king. But they would not believe it. And they mocked him by putting on him this crown of thorns. And I believe, not this particular crown, but the people of something like this. And not only did they want to mock him as the king, they wanted to be the king. They wanted to make it painful. So they put a stick in his hand called a scepter. And then they took the stick out of his hand and beat him on it. And those thorns were deep. And this is actually hitting his head right now. I'm not going to push down anymore because it hurts. Those are sharp thorns. But you know what? The creator of the universe, Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was willing to come to this kind of earth in order to save those who do it. And it by way of the cross that this was done. And man, when he had done his worst, God did his best. And now he offers to you and to me a fully free salvation. We're going to pray. Boys and girls, if there's somebody here today that hasn't put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, as we pray, we'd like you to call upon the Lord. Just tell the Lord Jesus you want to be saved.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you'll be saved today. And you'll go on your way rejoicing, knowing your sins are gone. You have a relationship with God as your Father. And the Lord Jesus is coming back to take you to his happy home.